by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Mark. I'm here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, but today he's going to be talking about war and health. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living in exciting, terrifying times. As you look, see what's going on, you've heard me say this before, but look at the Near East, look at the Middle East. In the Near East, you find the United States sending large numbers of rifles to the Fatah group in Palestine. And, of course, we're arming Fatah, who's really involved in a civil war with Hamas. Now, you go back and you go into the background. Where did Hamas come from, this radical Islamic group? If you read the book we carry, The Devil's Game by Robert Dreyfus, you'll find out that the Israelis and the Americans formed Hamas as a counter to the Palestinian Liberation Organization. We've been creating these organizations in creating and arming both sides in every struggle for so long. During the Iran-Iraq war back in the 1980s, we were funding both sides. We were helping both the Iranians and the Iraqis, and we are the greatest supplier of weapons to the whole world today. Look at just certainly to the north of Israel, why you see Lebanon torn by strife. And, of course, back in the mid-1980s, why Israel had moved into Lebanon. They were going to eliminate the PLO and bring peace and stop this foolishness. And what happened? The Reagan administration intervened. They took the Palestinian army and brought it over to Tunisia and refurbished it and rearmed it and then sent it back into Palestine. So the conflict could continue. Because out of conflict, of course, comes change, and the ultimate change will be the New World Order, and certainly there's conflict within Lebanon today, facing a civil war between Hezbollah, financed by Iran. And remember, we brought the Iranian government to power back in 1979. Yes, Zinuv Brzezinski, the master architect of the chaos that's over there in the Middle East today, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, founder of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Bilderbergers, one of the elite who rules the world, created this whole unstable situation that now threatens the plunge of the Near East and the Middle East into chaos. And with that will come tremendous consequences here in America. And with that as a background, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning. I don't like to talk about politics too much. I do like to provide people answers about health care problems and so on, but I'm afraid that I need to depart from that just a little bit in the context of, well, what may happen soon. We're not out here to destroy anybody's Christmas, but we have a short time period to think about this in my mind. And it may impact upon issues with our health. And so we do see a powder keg in the Middle East. We do see an upsurge of attacks inside of Iraq, even on our own troops, and of course, even on the people in Iraq, inside of Iraq. Now, if one would think for a moment, if the agenda is for the United States that it has another objective in the Middle East, then making things calm down, if there weren't all these attacks, then it would be easy to say the Iraqis are ready to certainly take over, handle their own country, and we could pull out. But maybe someone doesn't want us to pull out, and if these attacks continue, and I was reading an account of one of our army troops were pinned down and in a sustained fire and actually had to call in the helicopters to extricate them. And, of course, you can't come under sustained fire without the other side having major weapons and bullets. I mean, you can't do this for 2 or 3 hours. This isn't a bunch of guys who made their own gunshot, you know, in the garage and then did this. I mean, you're talking about lots of bullets. somebody's providing those there. And, of course, could be somebody else, could be our own side is the issue. So you have to wonder about these things a little bit. But regardless of all that, what's happening now, let me just put it to you the way I hear it. And that is, of course, in the Middle East, what we have now is we've taken $100 billion and added it to the Army. The Army says they're out of money. Really, that's a ruse. It's out of money for future weapons things. But they put this headline up there that it needs $100 billion. Is that the money they need to fight the next war? Of course, we brought 35,000 extra troops into Iraq because of this increased insurgency and to protect Baghdad. Is that the buildup for the next war and maybe an attack on Iran, and they're hiding this? And then, of course, we have Olmert, the prime minister of Israel, saying that, of course, he just tips off and winks to the world that he has a nuke weapon and he might use it. Saudi Arabia tips off that there's insurgents coming in and taking Saudis, young Saudis, out and making them terrorists, and that they would go up against Iraq, so we know which side they're on. And of course, as all this builds up, and now we have the United States saying it's going to refurbish the historical, the internment camps that we have in national parks that were used to intern the Japanese in World War II, the American Japanese who lived here. Now, is that all because $38 million? Historical, some movement at this time? Why would we do that unless we're intending that there might be certain objection to a war in Iran and or a wider war in the Middle East, and therefore we would actually imprison some of our citizens, as, of course, being with the terrorists as it's kind of posed these days. So lots of signs that we're going to go to war, and they're just going to let all the money come in for the Christmas season, and we might be in, at war on the 26th. And it's so easy to scare the American public. I hear people saying, well, how do I prepare for such a thing? What if there's a dirty nuke? And, of course, you're thinking about potassium iodide tablets and so on to protect yourself, your thyroid, against the radiation. Of course, a dirty nuke is just a grenade with a bunch of material around it, like we use it for X-rays and so on in a hospital. So it would just not be fissionable material. It would be actually just radioactive. So it would only be locally a problem. But imagine you took a little grenade and did this and woke up and found out that three cities were bombed this way.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and established this Constitution.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Bill Sardi. Bill, pick the story up from there.
Well, I just want everyone to be aware that virtually every modern war was triggered by an event that startled the United States population. And, of course, we have the Spanish-American War, where there was an explosion on the USS Maine. And, of course, that was in Havana Harbor. Of course, they've looked at that. It was a boiler room explosion. It wasn't some sort of a bomb put off by Spain. And, of course, we have the Lusitania being sunk, a passenger boat in the Atlantic, World War I. Of course, the boat was loaded with tourists, but it was also loaded with munitions. I don't know what we would do with a boat headed to towards the Golden Gate Bridge, even though it had tourists on it, if it was loaded with weaponry that could blow up the bridge and so on. Then we had the Germans knew this through intelligence sources. And, of course, we positioned it in the news media as the Lusitania was sunk by a submarine, and they just sunk and killed a bunch of innocent people that were touring on a boat. And, of course, then we get to World War II, and, of course, the Pearl Harbor. The surprise attack on Pearl Harbor about an hour before U.S. boats fired on a Japanese submarine, so the first shots were really fired by the United States. There was no surprise. This was reported back into Pearl Harbor that we had moved our aircraft carriers out of the harbor in weeks prior to all this. And, of course, the Japanese had shut down all of their Pacific Rim embassies, which is an overt sign that they were going to go to war. We certainly knew this. This was with no surprise. And, of course, but all of this was a day of infamy, and we were, of course, announced on December 7th, 1941, that the Japanese had conducted a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. So this was allowed to happen. And then, of course, we have the Gulf of Tonkin incident in the Vietnam War. The government now admits it never occurred. That was that Vietnamese boats fired on a U.S. destroyer. The event never occurred. There was no such thing. So all of these events were out at sea where we couldn't check on them. The world is smaller today. And the idea was, in order to get the American public alarmed, we're going to have to bring this onshore. They tried something apparently suspicious with the USS Cole. There was some sort of an attack on it. It appeared to be allowed to happen. The United States citizenry was not overly alarmed and taken to revenge in some direction. And so sometime thereafter, there was an attack on the United States. And, of course, that became the events of 9/11. So we get suspicious in this context. And so now we wonder, well, if the United States wants to go to war with Iran, it apparently is building up to do so. It has the funding now. It has the extra troops, and it certainly is preparing in other ways. We've heard about the reestablishment possibly of the draft because we are running out of enough troops to fight such a war. And so they're predicting a tactical nuclear war in the Middle East. But if all this occurs, they're going to do something. Let's just say it's the terrorists that do it. Let's just say maybe it's even our own government. God forbid, the whole idea, many people won't even entertain this. But nonetheless, there could be some sort of a biological threat. And, of course, this would be an issue. I was explaining the dirty nuke is not a real problem, though it would make a tremendous impact in newspapers and television reports. Three cities were attacked by terrorists today, Atlanta, Philadelphia, something like that, we'd hear in the news, and immediately we would think to strike back at somebody. And so these could be almost meaningless types of attacks in regards to loss of life or harm, but nonetheless, it would make a tremendous impact. The public would be frightened and so on. Or to say that maybe somebody has released a biological weapon. And, of course, this would be of great interest. Now, it doesn't matter when the public is filled with fear and panic whether this is a real situation or not. And we hear about the flu pandemic, a totally worthless concern, because the flu pandemic is the idea that a bird flu, a flu that it only strikes birds, could mutate and therefore become harmful to humans. We're not anywhere near that mutation. The mutation is only alleged. I don't believe that there's any real evidence it's ever going to strike us. But we're spending billions of dollars there on something that, well, we shouldn't be spending, because the big threat biologically on the Earth right now is extreme drug resistance tuberculosis. And we see this now. The United Nations and, of course, the World Health Organization have laid into a survey showing a couple of years ago there were at least 500,000 people in the world with this extreme drug resistance TB. A third of the world has tuberculosis in their lungs. They may have it elsewhere. It's a stealth bacterium. And, of course, this bacterium is ready to possibly kill one-third of humanity. And extreme drug resistance, you use a third of the world has the plain variety tuberculosis. You give three drugs. You have to give three different drugs to kill it over a period of time. If you don't complete the course, some of the bugs mutate and become resistant to drugs. And the second time around, only two of those three drugs are still active, meaning you will succumb to the infection there. If you don't have all three, you can't knock this infection down. There will be tremendous loss of life. So we're now in extreme drug-resistant forms. Somebody could get this, bring it to this country. We already have it here. A lot of it in New York is the major center. And where people's immune system is down, where they use drugs, blacks have more of this because they don't have the vitamin D for their immune system and so on. So you get more of this, and then it starts to spread. And you need to keep your immune system up because it comes from, I know viruses are transmitted more, they think, from person to person. That may not be true. But this one transmitted as a bacterium from lung to lung. And, of course, we even think that the flu, Spanish flu outbreak of 1918, was really tuberculosis with the flu on top of it. And then it filled the lungs. In 1 hour, these people drowned in the own fluid in their lungs. So whether we're able to do this, we know we have a flu virus that is 33,000 times more virulent than the Spanish flu of 1918. They've made this virulent form at the University of Wisconsin. God help us if anybody should allow this to escape. They have admitted they haven't had this virus under the tightest security. So they ship it around the world in the United States in FedEx boxes. So who knows what could happen? Nobody knows what's in there, whether those get damaged and something gets out. But nonetheless,
you have to ask yourself why anybody would want to make such a virulent, deadly virus that could kill literally hundreds of millions of people.
Well, and
why
remember,
would they do that?
Right, and remember that we trace the anthrax attacks with that strain of virus right back to our own U.S. Army laboratory in Maryland. So, you know, and then it stopped. Nobody said anything else. We accused some other guy who couldn't have even had the wherewithal to do all this. Somehow the anthrax was in letters and attacking congressmen and NBC. It was in Florida. It was here. It was there.
Two Democratic Congress senators who would have voted against the Patriot Act. Isn't it interesting that they didn't send it to any Republican senators?
Right, and of course, to hush the news media, the one in Florida, of course, was the tabloid press that usually breaks stories first and then NBC News followed. So this was a message. If you talk, you may get one of these letters. And, of course, the news media was hushed. The congressmen, their mouths were taped as all of this really occurred. And, of course, it had a motive only as an agenda to support war and to, of course, keep the American public from finding out really what happened on 9/11. So the point is they will go to no end. If this is all true, then 3,000 American lives could be just easily expended to make the point that we need to go to war and blame some towel heads in Arabian countries for all of this. Nonetheless, all kinds of stunts are done by governments in order to trigger wars. Wars are triggered because we want to cover for bad economies. We want to conquer foreign lands. And we have a government right now in place that is pro-oil. We have Condoleezza Rice, who was on Conoco oil commercials. Remember her on the boat there and on television? We have Dick Cheney, who's connected with the oil industry. Certainly George Bush is from an oil state. So we have the oil agenda there. They only have two more years to accomplish what they want to do, and it appears to be an outright capturing of their competition, oil fields. And so the greatest one is in Iran. That's where the big one is. And, of course, this may be tactical. The oil fields are stuck up in a corner of Iran. Iran can't easily defend it, but it's a mountainous territory. They have more troops, all kinds of things. But it's odd, as you have brought up, Dr. Stan, why would this man who's running Iran, who seemed to have some responsibility in pictures in the past for the capture of U.S. troops during the Carter administration and the creation of the October surprise that then got Jimmy Carter, kept him from being elected. You know, our troops were, of course, captured and held in Iran. Seems like the same man was involved, according to the pictures. Is he our agent or theirs? Because here he comes to this country, inflames the United States citizenry against him, and then goes back, and the very week lots of events are occurring, he's holding a conference to say the Holocaust never occurred and this kind of thing. These seem to be intentionally made to inflame so that the American citizenry would be softened up to go to war against this man. Well, he's a bad guy, he's another Hitler, and so on. He seems to be cooperating with the whole agenda. So there's something odd here. If any of us recall now what fools we are to follow the government propaganda. OPEC was formed because it was a glut of oil and the prices were too low so that they wouldn't compete against each other to the point of driving each other out of business. So there are a couple of countries that don't participate in that. And this Chavez in Venezuela has a large oil field. So he comes to this country and offers us cheaper oil outside of the OPEC cartel. And what do? The administration demonizes him, says he's a communist, gets ready to attack him, sends spies down there, and we all buy it. Why, it's okay that we pay all this money for all this oil? You know, and so we have an oil regime, and this one guy wants to break ranks and sell us heating oil in the winter, and we demonize him and say, don't do business with him. He's a bad guy. China's doing business with him. I mean, we're falling for every piece of propaganda as, commercialism, the commercial interests in America, take over American government. And this has been done, of course, with the oil. You can see it rather clearly. The pharmaceutical companies, where they've literally been able to triple the price of drugs in the United States with not a whimper of protest from both sides of the aisle in our government. So we now have the Democrats in place. Some of them are going to speak out. The drug companies are laying off people by the thousands. There'll be a purging there. Hopefully some of these drug prices will come down considerably, but the stock market's likely to fall with this. So we have a tremendous problem keeping the economy going with the stocks for the pharmaceutical companies that prop up all of Wall Street falling. At the same time, if we actually did ever pull out of Iraq, why, we would lose a lot of economy there, because a lot of this is false propped up economy to to serve a war there. And, of course, we have Detroit failing and the Ford Motor and so on. They're in trouble. So we can see our economy ready to, of course, fall down.
Hang on there, Bill. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Bill Sonny.
Speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Bill, before we go on, why don't you get your website out so people would know how to go and get the information that you have on health?
I can hear people saying, what do we do about all this? How do we prepare? It is on the blog at my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. You might visit the blog there. There's shorter reports there that you can get. And then, of course, we've got some longer, more in-depth reports there on health. This week we have a report on soy protein and whether it's really healthy for you and what is it in soy that makes soy protein healthy. And they really found out that it wasn't the soy phytoestrogens, the weak estrogen-like molecules in soy. It was an iron-controlling molecule in there, something completely different. 1999, the U.S. FDA approved soy for cardiovascular health benefit claims, and they identified the phytoestrogens by mistake as being beneficial. They're not harmful, it's just that they're not the ones. It's really an iron-controlling molecule. You can read about it at knowledgeofhealth.com, how they discovered all this. And, of course, we're trying to talk about the issues with biological warfare and so on. And I'm trying to make everyone aware that we are prone, as a, in the world and in our country, due to extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis. And so this is the one that would threaten masses of life around the globe. And, of course, you do see that this is even more harmful among people who have a virus in addition to this bacterium of tuberculosis. And so you see it's more prevalent among people, death and mortality, if they have HIV infection, for instance, another virus, and so on. So we're concerned that maybe an influenza virus that was very virulent could circle the globe, and then the people that already have TB would, of course, succumb to it. And this is exactly what happened in 1918. The demographers at the University of California found that the TB death rate had almost disappeared after the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic in the United States. They then found out that our American boys had gone to war in World War I, come back with tuberculosis, and then struggling with that and coughing. There were no antibiotics at the time, a little bit of quinine, a little bit of sulfa drugs, that's all they had. And, of course, then this virus came on top of the TB that they already had, and then, of course, they succumbed to this. And, of course, we just completely didn't understand this till recently. We really think that the 1918 outbreak was really tuberculosis, not so much the flu. And so what we're concerned about now is that our nation, we think of third world nations, because of poor nutrition, lack of sanitation, unclean water, as being more prone to infection. But there's a reason why we are more prone, and we're one of the leading countries as far as extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis goes, is because we have a population that's being conditioned for this problem, a massive infection of any kind, because we are actually fortifying our foods with iron. It sounds like a great idea for young children that are growing and women who are anemic in their fertile years. Why they need some extra iron to fight fatigue and so on. But one of the problems with this is that iron is the very growth factor for bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoeba, and so on. So all infections are increase, and we put iron fortification in cereals and so on. We eat a lot of red meat, which red meat is highly absorbable type of iron. So we're being actually conditioned and ready for infection that could spread through our population. In China, they're taking and deworming the children because they have these parasitic worms in their digestive tract. The worms, they do stunt the brain development, so on, of the children. They're weak, they're tired. But it's kind of nature's way of protecting against infection and disease and death. And so these parasites in the gut actually take up the iron so that it doesn't get in and feed the very infections that these people have. And so this is their way of controlling this. In Asian countries, they drink green tea, another iron binder. It's like having a little bit of an antibiotic every day. And so what happens here is they deworm the children, the iron levels go up, and the children are starting to die of these infections, and the mortality rates actually go up. So the more that they're trying to put iron inside of soft drink bottles now and so on in South America and elsewhere, they're trying to handle childhood anemia. The anemia is caused by the parasites in the gut, not the lack of iron in the diet. So to take away the parasites and then to fortify with iron, you're going to make a population at high risk for infectious disease, and this is exactly what we're doing in these populations. Now all you need is for a very virulent germ of some kind to encircle the globe, and you'd kill literally 2 billion people out of the 6 billion on the planet at least. Some of this is actually talked about in the book of Revelation. You might want to read about that. So, nonetheless, this is exactly what's happening. And, we're in a situation. What would we do about it all? Well, you won't have antibiotics to use. Not only would there be a shortage, they're not working anymore. The drugs resist them. Now, this has all come because you can read on our website there about the grass and grain feeding of domesticated animals. So we no longer grass feed them, as the Bible points out. They're not on pasture. They go to the feeding pen, and they get grain feeding for the last 3 weeks to fatten them up so they can make more money off the animals before they're slaughtered. And what happens is that the the digestive tract of those animals becomes alkaline instead of acidic. The acid in your gut is what protects you from germs. You don't eat sterile food. Therefore, you see that we're getting these E. coli outbreaks, the salmonella outbreaks. These will continue and continue as the U.S. Department of Agriculture and U.S. FDA continues to hide and cover for our meat and dairy industry, and that the fact that they actually are breeding bacteria in there. The bacteria count in our animals and dairy now is more than 100 times higher than when our grandfathers ate these foods. So this is a serious problem. And, of course, they explain it away every time, trying to protect these industries and these food industries. And you are at risk. Your entire family, the food system, the chain in the United States is contaminated. We are all at risk. You, your loved ones, your children, you cannot consider these foods to be clean any longer. And, of course, you're going to have little children die, older people die. This is all because their immune systems are compromised. And so you're going to continue to have these outbreaks and problems every time you go into a restaurant. The food is contaminated. It has a high bacteria count. They're now blaming you for not, of course, cooking the meats long enough and so on. There was none of this concern in generations past. This is all being allowed for the commercial interest. Well, the way to solve the problem, of course, would be to take and give the animals more antibiotics. But then you'd have more antibiotic resistance among the animals, which then would be transferred to the humans, and then you really would wipe out humanity.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Yeah, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and Bill, go right ahead.
Well, certainly we have the possibility of exciting the American public into a frenzy, into a great fear, and of course, and then controlling them in some way through a biological threat. And of course, in my mind, governments do these things. They have been doing them. We've given you an idea of the history of this. And so we should be alert for all these things. More so, we're at a dead-end street. We cannot use antibiotics anymore. The more we use them, the more antibiotic resistance we, of course, spawn and create this problem that cannot be solved. And so you need to find nature's remedies that do not induce antibiotic resistance, but will thwart viruses, bacteria, and so on. And, of course, those are found in nature from oil of oregano. That's something you can get in health food stores. Fresh crushed garlic will provide you allicin, the active ingredient that, of course, kills many bugs. There's a couple of good garlic pills around now, Alamax and others. And another new garlic pill has come on the market that really delivers allicin now. So these are the things that you need to do. But fresh garlic, it might be a little pungent, but I'd certainly keep quite a bit of it at home. We never know when all of this is going to happen. They did a study at Cornell University. They looked at the use of spices in the world to fight infection and for people to stay healthy. And they outlined and identified four spices that killed virtually every bacterium that they tested. Those were allspice, onion, garlic, and oregano. Those are good spices to have at home. And to put them in your foods, because you do not eat sterile foods, you kill off the remaining bacteria, funguses, and so on in the food as you put it into an acid digestive tract. I know a lot of alternative medicine practitioners keep pushing for an alkaline digestive tract. That's nonsense. If you don't have an acid digestive tract, you'll end up with infection, possible a cancer, because H. pylori, a little bug, does cause a gastric cancer. I'm always amazed at the crossed wires on this, because I do ask people, well, you want an alkaline digestive tract and body. Do you believe in acidophilus? You know, this good bacteria that we use to put in the body to make sure that we have healthy bacteria in our digestive tract, particularly after the use of antibiotics. And a person will say, well, sure, yeah, I like acidophilus. Well, I ask them, give me the first four letters in the word acidophilus. It's acid-forming bacteria. Now, they're trying to make their digestive tract alkaline, but taking an acid-forming bacteria. It's the acid-forming bacteria that protects you. It's 70% of your immune system is that lining on your gut that really needs acid-forming bacteria. These are all wonderful lessons to learn from nature how to stay healthy. So acidophilus we'd add to our list. And, of course, we're always subject to food poisoning at any time. And now our food, certainly the animal products, have 100 times more bacteria load. If you want to look at this, go to eatwild.com. Eatwild.com, they tell you about the grass feeding of animals and then how the bacteria counts are so high. So we're covering for all of this. There's a stealth bacterium in our milk. 2.5% of the milk cartons in the United States are infected with another little cousin of tuberculosis called paratuberculosis. The animals get it out of the soil. Then it comes up into their digestive tract. The pasteurization is not able to kill it well because it's a heat-resistant bacterium, and then we get it and get Crohn's disease, colitis, and so on. This is usually among the milk drinkers. That's why I advise people, no more milk drinking. Your milk is unsafe. Either boil it or use yogurt if you want dairy products, because it's already been boiled, and you need to be careful with products like this. And it's just... We have American government protecting a $6 billion milk industry. And commercialism has taken over in America to the point of allowing you to die so we can keep people in their jobs and so on. We won't fix the problems. So our government is in a meltdown as we're covering for commercial interests to the point of the drug companies killing people. You just saw this week Eli Lilly, of course, lied about its schizophrenia drug, and then promoted its misuse for conditions that had nothing to do with schizophrenia or bipolar disease, and so therefore they went on and used it in many other conditions. And, of course, it induced diabetes, and, of course, that could be lethal to many people. Of course, if you've been watching the headlines this past week, you saw that the breast cancer rates have been in a sudden decline after the year 2003. They're just tabulating the data now, and they found it was a steep 7% decline. 14,000 more women did not get breast cancer in 1 year. What was it all linked to? Less doctoring, less medicine when women abandon en masse the estrogen replacement therapy. I wonder much how much lower that's going to go now. So, again, the drug companies promoted estrogen therapy, still being promoted. So, really problematic issues. We have literally the Food and Drug Administration in league with the drug companies to the point of allowing Americans to die to keep their drug sales up at certain levels, their drug stocks at certain levels. How many people in government are invested in these drug companies? We don't know. These conflicts of interest run high. And as I keep saying, they're talking about a conflict at the FDA this week where a woman working for the FDA, her husband was a consultant to a company that the FDA contracted with, passed over another contractor that had a lower bid and did work with this company. Now, where's the conflict? Well, the employee doesn't have the conflict, but her husband was making recommendations to her that he's a consultant with that company. So you can see how far this goes, and, of course, who knows where all this leads. So we really can't trust our government when it gives us health information anymore. Certainly they're telling us now there's too much of flu vaccine, yet we've never seen the flu vaccine really, upon examination, work. And the flu viruses mutate so fast, there's no way you can prepare it months in advance and then make it available and get the exact strain that's now in circulation. It's a fast mutating type of a virus, of influenza viruses are anyway. So in general, they don't work. They overpromote them.
Hey, we're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us, and always fascinating. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, that's Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Bill this morning, and I hope you'll actually go onto his website, knowledgeofhealth.com, or knowledgeofhealth.com, or askbillsaudi.com. Talking about,
You know, certainly the things that you can take, the natural antibiotics. We have we are late in the supply of various health products. One of them is called Alibiotic. It's got our oil of oregano, and it's got, I believe, onion, echinacea, elderberry juice, which is known to help as far as viral diseases are concerned. Just one little capsule, one little pill, and you take that. I know I take that when I'm coming down with something. And it really does seem to help. And anyway, these are the natural things that you need, the oregano, the other herbs that really do tend to combat the flu and viruses. All you can do is try them and see if they work for you. I know they certainly work for us. It's called Alibiotic, Alibiotic, and it's just the normal herbs that will help you to fight off infection. And I would suggest you have a good supply of them on hand. We're available to Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And I know we sometimes you'll see these ads on television. They'll talk about cortisol. Oh, now if you've really got an obesity problem, why you want to get our cortisol, you know, for $340, why? But don't take this unless you've really got a problem. Well, it's really not that expensive. We do carry cortisol. My wife has been taking it, has been losing weight. If you'd like a list of our health products, we'd be glad to send you a free catalog. But if you, Chris, you need to have a good supply of vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, you really have to be on magnesium and selenium, all of these things, and certainly the one-a-day vitamin are not going to give you the amounts you need to deal with the health problems that I think are increasingly going to become prevalent in our country. And the government's doing everything they can now to begin to limit your access, and that's what the Codex Alimentarius is. Anyway, lay in a good supply, and of course, if you get them through Radio Liberty, why, you'll help us, and of course, large orders, or you can get yourself a free video or a free four-tape set. Anyway, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I'd make the same suggestion if you want to get long-term storage foods, and for orders over $200, why, we offer a four-tape set or a video, as long as it's something we've produced. There simply is an incentive to get you to get them to us, but you need to begin laying in supplies of healthcare products and certainly of long-term storage food. We're moving, I believe, into very uncertain times. Now, if you doubt that, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces which are motivating the people who are working within the shadows. We also have our four-tape set on the secret government. We have a secret government special. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies and secret organizations out there. And their goal is a new world order and a new world religion. There's a conspiracy against Christianity. You can see it every day, but you don't recognize that it is coordinated through these organizations that work within the shadows that worship a different God. And this is the secret that's been passed on down through the ages by the mystics, is that there is a God that the Christians worship, and then there is another God. So certainly if you would like to get our videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, or The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, so much through our ministry at RadioLiberty.com. But please, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. America is under attack today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general